Our scripture lesson this morning comes from 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. It's a familiar text. And I'm reading from the New International Translation. And the word of God reads as thus: Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, "I gave birth to him in pain." Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I would be free from pain." And God granted his request. Let us pray. God, I thank you for another opportunity to stand behind this sacred desk. God, fill me with your spirit that I might impart to your people that which you would have them to hear. God, bless this time together and let your word come forth with power. Strengthen us, O God, that we might stand and declare the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, we bless your name today and we give you praise in all things. Amen. I send greetings to our pastor. I don't know if he can hear me. He's preaching probably himself at this point, but to our pastor who's out preaching, to God be the glory. If I was to tag a title today with a topic, it would be, "Don't let someone else's negative attitude determine your altitude." Don't let someone else's negative attitude determine your altitude. This year, the leadership of the church has been focusing on service and prayer. Our assignment has been to remind the church that our call is to service, to be the body of Christ, serving our church, our community, and the world, so that the presence of God can be seen throughout the world. We are God's ambassadors. This past spring, we also read the book called The Circle Maker, and for 8 weeks had discussion of the book during our Wednesday night Bible study. This book on prayer teaches us to bring your petitions before God in prayer, recognizing that every prayer's main focus should be the will of God for your life. We are reminded that our prayers are to be to the only one who is able to answer our prayers and sustain us while we wait for the answer of deliverance, of healing, of blessings and provisions. We are reminded that God would answer prayer in the way that God knows that is best for us. That is why praying to God in his will is how we ought to pray. So we're not upset or disillusioned or disappointed when God's answer is not the answer that we ask for. These scripture verses we have heard in our reading is a well-known prayer that books have been written about and songs have been sung about Jabez's prayer to extend his territory. This scripture from the book, Old Testament book, 1 Chronicles, is a writing that tells the story of the religious history of the Davidic dynasty of Judah. 1 Chronicles begin with the royal line of David. Each of the 12 tribes of Israel's genealogy is given. All the names are given beginning with the father's names. You see, names were a very important part of the history of God's people. Names meant something. Names defined you. Names often give an indication of what your parents' hopes and expectations were for you, especially in this particular story. Jabez was of the lineage of the tribe of Judah, the family line of Christ. His name is in that fourth chapter, down in that ninth and tenth verse. His story starts out on a positive note. Jabez was a more honorable than his brothers. But the part B of that verse says something like this. His mother named him Jabez, saying, "I gave birth to him in pain." The writer of this book attributed to Ezra the priest, who was very intentional, saying that Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. But he followed with his mother, saying that his mother named him Jabez because she gave birth to him in pain. There is no indication if the pain was due to birth, although the word birth is there in some translations, but it could be due to the difficult time in the life of his mother and his family. It's quite easy to believe that it just means what it says. But looking at the time of Jabez's life, the people were in exile, coming back to a destroyed temple. The walls surrounding the city of Jerusalem were torn down. The people were poor. The pagan kings released them, allowing them to go back to a broken and destroyed home. There is nothing new under the sun. There are many Jabez's today going back home to brokenness and poverty. As the genealogy of the tribe of Judah was being given, the writer stops right in the middle of the listings of names and tells us about this man named Jabez. The scripture continues with what his name meant, his prayer, his petition to God, his heart's desire, and God's answer to his prayer. Then the writer goes back to listing the names of the tribe of Judah as though nothing even happened. But Jabez, this man had great faith in God, started life off with a bad break. His given name meant pain and sorrow, but he didn't allow what happened in yesterday, what happened in the beginning, to determine his future. He didn't allow a bad situation which led to negative opinions of him to block his blessings. You see, Jabez didn't allow someone else's definition of him to stop him from having a relationship with God, to stop him from claiming his destiny, to stop him from receiving the promises of God. The people of God, the remnant, was coming out of exile, and although they had been in captivity, God was still with them. They were returning to rebuild the temple of God, to reclaim their heritage, to reclaim the territory God had given them. For all of was not lost. When God promises to do something, he'll do just what he said he will do. Oftentimes, I wonder if we cause God to stop and start his blessings. But I have come to realize that God is the creator. Therefore, he knows how we are going to behave and respond beforehand. God allows for the space of time when we will be out of order and out of his will. Yes, yes, the glory of God had departed for them while they were in exile because they had sinned against God. And yes, their sin caused them to be under the control of the powers of those of that time. But God still had a future for them, and God has a future for us. Jabez's name bear the mark of pain and sorrow, yet he stepped out on faith and asked God for a blessing, the blessing God had already promised his people. Many times in our lives, we allow someone else's negative attitude to determine our altitude. The first thing Jabez did was adjust his attitude. Sometimes we need an attitude adjustment. Not according to what others had to say about him, but according to what God said in his promise. In that verse 9, and Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. There's no indication in this scripture verse that he was more honorable than his brothers. But as we keep reading, it tells us something about this man named Jabez, that he was an honorable man before God, because Jabez cried out to the God of Israel. He cried out in sincerity. He came asking genuinely in faith and out of need. You see, the fervent, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. He cried out in humility. He didn't come demanding that God bless him. He came asking God for a blessing. For the word tells us, humble yourself therefore under God's mighty hand, that he might lift you up in due time. Cast your cares upon him because he cares for you. Now we know that in spite of Jabez's name, he was an honorable man because he had faith in God and he depended on God and not himself. Jabez recognized who God is and who had the power to bless him. Jabez called upon the God of Israel, the God who had been with him and been with Israel. Before Jabez asked God for anything, he honored him by recognizing who God is, by crying out to the God of Israel. Jabez says, Almighty God, Yahweh, was the God who brought Israel out of the bondage of Egypt. Oh God, Jehovah Jireh, provided an escape for his people in the time of danger. He parted the Red Sea. He fed them in the desert. He fought the battles that the enemy came up against them. My God has promised his people a new homeland, a land flowing with milk and honey, a new land that would provide all that they need. Jabez came to the altar in sincerity and humility before God and in recognition of who God is. This prayer that we know is called the Jabez Prayer, has four parts. It is a prayer in recognition of God. It is a petition for a personal need. It is a petition for a family need. It is a petition for the needs of the community. Jabez prayed for his personal needs first. He didn't let his negative meaning of his name stop him. He stepped out on faith and asked God for divine favor. Oh, that you would bless me. He asked God to do what only God can do. Sometimes we get caught up asking other people to do what only God can do. Go to the Lord in prayer. Humble yourself before him and seek God and know that God is able to do anything but fail. Jabez went before the Lord and said, remove the curse that has been put on my life. Take away the effects of the opinions of others have on my life. Bless me that I might be a blessing. As I think of our world today, so often people of color are seen in a negative way by the larger society. Our young men and young women are viewed as corrupt, having no value to our society. They are called drug dealers and drug addicts, robbers, rapists, thugs, gangbangers, and only fit to serve in a prison. We as a people have often perpetuated those opinions when we ignore the existence of people who look different than us, especially our young people who may not dress like we dress, who may have opinions that are different from ours, who speak differently than we do. We sometimes talk about them worse than the dominant culture. Make no effort to help them, even if the help is simply to acknowledge their presence. Ignoring the fact that they are our future, they're our inheritance. Many of them have had some bad breaks in their life. For many, life began with difficult circumstance and situations. Having to learn to survive in a survival mode longer than they should have had, earlier than they should have had to. Little or no guidance or protection from adults who were responsible for them. Some came into this world with physiological handicaps because their mother couldn't get proper prenatal care. Their mothers couldn't have a proper diet. Stress and worry compromised their bodies and endangered their children. On the other side of that, Dr. Marvin McNichols said in his book, Where Have All the Prophets Gone? Say, let's keep it real. We haven't done all that we're capable of doing for ourselves either. There are some birth mothers and fathers who were born out of drug dealers and drug users. We haven't taken advantage of some of the opportunities provided for us. We've been irresponsible, and our children have been born to parents infected with HIV and AIDS. The list can go on and on, but all is not lost. Preacher, how did you get from this wonderful story about Jabez's prayer to this? And better yet, why are you talking about that up in here? I want you to know that there's some Jabez's out there. There are some Jabez's outside of these walls, longing to be heard, longing to be seen, longing to be loved. They may not have heard about Jabez's prayer and Jabez's story. They may not know that God loved them so much that he sent his son to die to set them free. Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted. He said, I came to preach deliverance to the captives. I came to give sight to the blind, to set at liberty those that are bruised. They might not know that Jesus came for everyone and not just a few. Who dares to tell them, I see you today? Who cares about them? Who dares to say, I love you with the love of God? Who dares to tell them, don't let someone else's negative attitude determine your altitude? Jabez first asked God's blessing over his own life. God, help me to be in a right relationship with you. God, take away the things that are holding me down. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, holy, tried, and true. Give me an attitude adjustment so that my altitude can change. Forgive me for my sins so that I would be worthy to receive your blessing. Please, God, don't let others' opinion of me stop me from receiving my blessing. The second part of Jabez's prayer says, and enlarge my territory. So often we think that means material things. Oh, God, just give me more, give me more, give me more. I don't have space to put it, but just give me more, give me more, give me more. I only got 2 feet, but I want some more shoes. Give me more, give me more, give me more, God. I want a bigger car, God, but I can't afford the gas to go in it. But give me more, God. Give me more, give me more. Jabez says, Lord, I'm not just asking you for me. I'm asking you for my family too. Lord, I'm believing you for my community. They said it's going down and it's dying, but I don't believe them, God. Because if you come in, God, with your anointing power, we can raise up our community, oh God. Lord, I'm asking you for more so that I can be a blessing, oh God. Lord, I desire more of you. Of your blessing so that others can be blessed too. I believe Jabez was giving us more wisdom, was asking God, give me more wisdom and understanding that I might be of service to others. I believe Jabez was asking God, in spite of my name, God, in spite of what others might think of me, I know, God, you are able to help me in a greater way. I believe Jabez was saying to God, I know I'm not worthy, but anoint me with your power to fulfill your will. Make me an instrument of your peace, your provisions, and your power to serve your people. I want others to see God, to see God's love through me. I want them to see God in me that I might be a testimony of your goodness and your grace. I want them to ask me for a reason for my faith so that I can say, my God is a healer. My God is a provider. My God is a deliverer and a savior. Enlarge my territory, Lord. I remember while I was at the latter end of my time in corporate, my son had already graduated from college, and I was standing in my director's office, and we were talking, and she said to me, now that your son has graduated and your tuition is all done, what you gonna do with all this money that you're making now? And I said to myself, all what money? But I just stood there and I listened to her and I let her finish prodding and prying into my private affairs. And when she finished talking, I said, I prayed and I asked God to make me a blessing to other people. You see, it's not just about my son. It's about God's people. Make me a blessing that I might be a blessing. Give me something to give. Allow me to continue to tithe in my church. Help me to be able to give to foreign missions. Help me to be able to put a dime, a dollar or two in somebody's hand every now and then. Help me to remember somebody else's birthday other than my own. Help me, God, to be a blessing. The third part of Jabez's prayer says, let your hand be with me. Jabez recognized he needed God's protection and guidance. Jabez recognized that he needed God to keep on keeping him and God's delivering power. We need God's protection and guidance too. We need God to keep on keeping us and give us his delivering power in our lives. We need God to be with us as we travel this journey called life. We need God because, you see, our God is omnipotent. He's all powerful. He can disarm any enemy that come up against you. Even your own enemy, your self-fear. Your own negative thoughts and your own self-pity and weakness. God can overcome that too. This journey is not given to the swift, and it's not easy. We need God to help us to make it through. Jabez recognized that he needed God's hand on him. God's hands open and closes doors. God's hand guides his people to the places that they need to be. God's hand leads us to the places where he promised he would take us. You see, our God is omniscient. He's all-knowing. God knows where the pitfalls are. God knows where we need to be and when we need to be there. You see, we talk about networking now. But I want to tell you something. God created networking. He's the great networker. God know how to connect people. He know how to take you someplace and connect you right with the right person so that you can hear a word. You can hear about an opportunity. You can hear about a job. We serve the great networker. We have all heard it time and time again. It's not what you know all the time. Is who you know. Jabez knew God, and we know God too. Our God is omnipresent. Everywhere at all time. God never leaves us alone. God never forsakes us. The psalmist says, lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. The fourth part of Jabez's prayer says, and keep me from harm so that I would be free of pain. As Jabez was going through the land, as Jesus was going through the land, preaching, teaching, healing, and delivering, he always stepped away for a time of prayer and meditation unto the Lord. His disciples, recognizing how important prayer was to the Lord, asked him one day, would you please teach us how to pray? Jesus taught his disciples the prayer we know as the Lord's Prayer. In the Lord's Prayer, that fifth stanza says, and lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. Jabez was praying that he would not cause pain and sorrow for others nor experience what his name said that he was. Jabez prayed that he would not sin against God. We too have to keep right on praying so that we don't cause pain and sorrow for others, nor break under the pain that the world throws at us. You see, Jabez prayed in sincerity and humility, asking God, bless me, forgive me of my sins. Don't allow the negativity, the attitudes surrounding my life to determine my outcome, my altitude. To enlarge my territory, allow me to receive God's promises that we might be a blessing to others. To have God's hand on me, that God would lead and guide me into the plan and will for my life. To keep me from evil, that I would not cause any harm on someone else. After all, my name, they say, means pain and sorrow. But Jabez was determined not to let his beginnings forecast his future. We can look at Joseph, whose brothers sold him into slavery, when he says, you intended it to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, saving of many lives. We can take a look at Job. Everything was lost. But Job says, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. We can take a look at Jabez and say, whose name means pain and sorrow, but prayed anyhow, looking to God for what was needed and not allowing the world's attitude to determine his altitude. After Jabez prayed, the word came and the Lord granted his request. God heard Jabez's prayer and answered it. Because Jabez believed in faith, because Jabez became to him in sincerity and humility. God heard Jabez's prayer and honored his promise to restore his people. The word of God says, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened to you. We cannot continue looking through the window of life narrowly. We must be like Jabez, who didn't let his name block his blessing. We must be like Jabez and don't allow others to define who we are or who we can become. We must be like Jabez and not let everyone else's attitude determine our altitude. Bill Wilkinson, a 20th century biblical scholar, wrote the book, The Prayer of Jabez. And somehow it implied that all we need to do is pray and ask and it just happens. It just happens. I read this book years ago, and from time to time, I still pick it up. But I believe this scripture tells us the premise of Jabez's prayer. Don't let a negative beginning determine your future. And don't let someone else's negative attitude determine your altitude. Now, as I close this sermon on today, as I was preparing to come to you this morning, the choir has sung so melodiously. The choir has sung songs that we needed to hear. But a song rose up in my spirit, and y'all know I can't sing, so I'm not going to even try it. But a song rose up in my spirit called Greater. And so I say to anyone in here today who's looking for greater, if you would stand to your feet and repeat after me, and let's praise unto God. The lyrics of the song goes, I'm looking for greater. I'm praying for greater. I'm reaching for greater. I believe for greater. Greater power. Greater faith. Greater harvest. Greater praise. Greater works. Greater favor. Greater miracles. Greater. I'm looking for greater. I declare it. And I agree with it. I believe it. I receive it. I expect it. I decree it. I speak greater over me. Greater is he that's in you than is he that's in the world. God bless you all.